apokalipse.
Pomaže Bog, poštovani slušalci. Kao što smo i najavili u prošloj emisiji, danas slušamo drugi dio priče o ocu Serafimu Rozu, koju nam priča iguman manastira Platina u Kaliforniji, vjeromonah Damaskin Kristensen. Da vas podsjetimo, vjeromonah Damaskin je 2006. godine boravio u Srpskoj pravoslavnoj crkvi. 17. marta je u Kragujevcu govorio o svom duhovnom ocu, ocu Serafimu. Slušamo Dead Can Dance i The Host of Seraphim, a tokom emisije čućete i pojanje monaha manastira Svetog Germana. Zatim ćete čuti Amazing Grace u izvođenju hora Baptističke crkve. Zatim ćete čuti pojanje na francuskom i engleskom jeziku, kao i pojanje monaha Jovana Marlera iz manastira Platina i Hristos Anesti. Također ćete čuti i dio liturgije koja je služena u manastiru Platina.
In this picture and others, you can see that the
na ovoj slici i na slikama koje ćete vidjeti, možete da vidite duhovni mir koji je stekao od Serafima manastiru.
He was deeply thankful not only that he had found the truth.
On je bio veoma zahvalan i blagodaran ne samo zato što je naš pronašao istinu,
but that he had been given such opportunities to serve the truth.
Već i to što je bio, što mu je bila data dana mogućnost da služi istinu.
To serve Christ.
Da služi Kristu.
He had been truly granted the prayer that he had said to the Mother of God before her icon of the three hands.
On je zaista to zadobio kroz onu molitvu koju je uputio Svetoj Bogorodici Trojeručici u San Francisco.
Grant me to serve your son.
Molitvu koju je uputio, daj mi, podari mi da poslužim svome sinu.
His spiritual children recall that when they were in Father Seraphim's presence, his spiritual peace would pass over to them.
Njegova duhovna čada sećaju se i pričaju da kada su bili u blizini oca Serafima, da je ta duhovna snaga koju je on imao često, veoma često prelazila i na njih.
They would often come to him feeling agitated with various problems and difficulties.
Oni su veoma često dolazili kod njega uzbuđeni zbog mnogih problema koje su imali.
And they would leave his presence feeling that spiritual peace.
Ali i tražići mir, uvijek su od njega odlazili ispunjeni mirom.
At the monastery, many people were baptized into the Orthodox faith.
U manastiru veliki broj ljudi su bili kršteni.
Both in the monastery church and in the nearby streams.
Tako u manastirskoj crkvi i tako i u manastirskim potocima, potocima koji su se nalazili na imanju.
Many of these people had learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
Mnogi od ovih ljudi spoznali su i obrazovali se, naučili o pravoslavlju u manastiru i kroz manastiru.
This is Theophany at the monastery.
Ovo je Sveto Bogojavljenje u manastiru.
Many young men would come to the monastery and stay for months at a time.
Mnogi mladi ljudi mladići dolazili su u manastir i ostali u manastiru, ostajali u manastiru mjesecima.
And Father Seraphim would spend much time giving them classes about the Orthodox faith.
A Otac Serafim provodio je sate dnevno provodeći sa njima i učeći ih o pravoslavlju.
He recognized the need to really raise and form young people in the Orthodox faith.
On je zaista spoznao potrebu da obrazuje i da podigne omladinu i mlade ljude u pravoslavlju.
And so that they can grow up with an Orthodox worldview or philosophy of life.
Tako da mogu da porastu sa pravoslavnim pogledom na život, sa pravoslavnom filosofijom života.
So the Serafim also spent much time talking to the pilgrims who came to the monastery.
Otac Serafim također je mnogo vremena provodio u razgovoru sa poklonicima koji su dolazili u manastir.
He realized that America does not have deep Orthodox roots.
On je veoma jasno shvatio da Amerika nema duboke pravoslavne korene.
So he strove to help his fellow Americans put down those deep roots in Orthodoxy.
Zato se i trudio da što više i što bolje učvrst i ukoreni Amerikance i američki narod koji je dolazio u manastir u pravoslavlju.
He said that the key to putting down deep roots in the faith is constancy.
I za njega koren, najbolji način da se ovakav koren postavi dio je svakodnevna molitva Bogu.
He said we daily have to spend time in prayer before God.
I da svakodnevno treba da se molimo Bogu i onda ćemo Bogu moliti.
We daily have to be reading the Holy Scriptures and Orthodox spiritual writings.
I svakoga dana treba da čitamo Sveto pismo i dela Svetih Otaca.
And in addition, of course, practicing the commandments of Christ.
A uz to svakako da praktikujemo zakonitosti Božje, ljubav i milosrđe prema drugima.
He called our daily spiritual reading and prayer daily spiritual injections.
On je ova svakodnevna čitanja i molitve smatrao svakodnevnim injekcijama koje kao sam ih više ne treba da.
He says if we skip these injections just one day,
on je smatrao da ako makar jednoga dana propustimo ovu duhovnu injekciju,
that worldliness will start to invade us.
Da će ovaj svet, da će duh ovoga sveta u stvari izvršiti invaziju na naša bića.
And we will have more of the mind of the world and less of the mind of Christ.
I da ćemo imati više svest i um ovoga sveta, a manje um i razum Hristov.
So therefore we must renew our every day our connection with God.
I zato svakodnevno treba da obnavljamo i da jačamo naš odnos i našu vezu sa Bogom.
So that we will be living not according to the world,
tako da ne treba da živimo po ovome svetu,
but our minds and hearts will be directed towards the heavenly kingdom.
Već da naš um i naša srca budu usmerena prema nebeskom carstvu. The monastery spiritual fathers came to give lectures. Duhovni oci iz manastira su uvek bili tu da drže predavanja.
And Father Serafim would give courses in books of scripture.
A otac Serafim bi držao kurseve, odnosno časove o iz Svetog pisma.
Such as the book of Genesis and the book of Apocalypse.
Naročito bi govorio o knjizi Postanja i o Otkrovenju Svetog Jovana.
In the pilgrimages, the students would learn church services and church singing.
Na ovim poklonničkim putovanjima, poklonnici bi bili podučavani o pravoslavnom bogosluženju i o pravoslavnom pevanju.
Father Serafim said that all Orthodox Christians should learn and know the church services.
Otac Serafim je uvijek smatrao da svi pravoslavni krišćani treba da se obrazuju i da upoznaju pravoslavno bogosluženje.
At the pilgrimages, baptisms would be performed.
Na ovim pokrunjušim putovanjima obično su se dešavala mnogobrojna krštenja.
These pictures are of the baptisms of people from the nearby city of Reading.
Ovo su slike sa krštenja poklonika iz jednog grada nedaleko od Fatime, Redinga u Severnoj Kaliforniji.
A little over an hour away from the monastery.
Oko sat vožnje udaljenom od manastira.
And these people have learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
A ovi ljudi iz ovog grada Redinga su upravo spoznali i saznali o pravoslavlju zbog prisustva manastira u njihovom kraju.
I mentioned earlier that Father Seraphim had converted many people to the Orthodox faith when he was still working in the bookstore in San Francisco.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, Otac Serafim je mnogi Amerikance obratio u pravoslavlje dok je kao civil radio u knjižari u San Francisco.
This is one such family with seven children.
Ovo je jedna od tih porodica, porodica sa sedmoro dece.
Father Seraphim was the kum of all of them.
Otac Serafim bio je kum svima njima.
On this day, the father of the family was ordained a deacon at the monastery.
Na ovaj dan kada je uzeta, kada je napravljena ova slika, otac od ove dece bio je rukopoložen u čin đakona.
During one of the pilgrimages.
Za vreme jednog od ovih pokloničkih putovanja.
The fathers also began to have women's conferences in the city of Reading.
Otac Serafim također započeo je sa skupovima žena u gradu Redingu.
These are the participants of one of the women's conferences.
Ovo su učesnici jedne od takvih konferencija u Redingu.
Standing in front of the mission chapel that had been established in Reading.
Stojeći ispred misionarske kapele koja je osnovana u organizovanom Redingu.
I'd like to tell you a little story about this mission chapel.
I želao bi da vam kažem jednu priču u vezi sa ovom kapelom.
The chapel was on the property of this Russian lady named Valentina.
Kapela je podignuta na imanju ove ruske gospođe po imenu Valentine.
Valentina had been a spiritual daughter of St. John Shanghaisky when St. John was still a bishop in Shanghai.
Valentina je bila duhovno čedo mladike Jovana Maksimovića dok je on bio episkop u Kini.
And when Archbishop John was bishop in San Francisco and Valentina was living in Reading to the north,
a kada je mladika Jovan bio episkop u San Francisco, Valentina je živjela u ovom gradu Redingu, severno od San Francisco.
Archbishop John would visit her on his way to parishes in the north.
Arhijepiskop Jovan, kad god bi išao da posjeti parohije na severu, uvijek bi svratio da obiđe gospođu Valentinu u Redingu.
One time, Archbishop John came to visit her and stayed longer than usual.
Jednom prilikom arhijepiskop Jovan došao je da je obiđe, ali je tom prilikom ostao duže nego što je bilo uobičajeno.
As he was getting in his car to leave, he suddenly decided to get out of the car and to bless her property with holy water.
Jednom prilikom kada se spremao da pođe od nje i kada je ulazeći u auto, on ponovo izađe iz auta i blagoslovi njeno imanje sa svetom vodom.
So he went around blessing everything.
I on je tako išao okolo po njenom imanju i sve blagosiljao sa svetom vodicom.
And he kept stopping at her chicken shed and blessing it.
I onda je stajao, dok je to radio, uvijek bi stao ispred kokošara i blagosiljao kokošar.
And standing a long time praying before this chicken shed and blessing.
I uvijek bi tu stao malo duže nego obično i zadržao se blagosiljajući to mjesto i moleći se.
Valentina's mother said to Valentina, why does he keep blessing our chicken shed?
Majka Valentine je bila začuđena pa je pitala Valentinu, šta on kaže stoji tu iz kokošara tu i blagosilja naše kokoša.
Valentina knew that Archbishop John was clairvoyant.
Međutim, Valentina je znala da je vladika Jovan bio prozorljiv čovjek.
She told her mother, don't ask, vladika knows what he's doing.
I rekla je, nemoj ništa da me pitaš, vladika zna šta radi.
After that, Vladika got into the car and drove north.
Posle toga, Vladika je seo u njegov auto i otputovao na sever.
A few days later, he died in the city of Seattle.
Nekoliko dana kasnije, Vladika Jovan upokojio se u gradu Seattle, državi Washington.
It was later found that he had told people in San Francisco that he knew he was going to die.
Kasnije je saznalo da je Vladika Jovan znao da će na ovom putu u Seattle da se upokoji.
So when he
visited, rekao ljudima oko sebe.
So when he visited Valentina, he knew that he would be seeing her for the last time.
Tako kada je posjetio Valentinu, on je znao da je ovo posljednji put da će je u ovom svijetu vidjeti.
As I said, about 3 years after he died, the monastery was begun in Latina.
Kao što sam već rekao, 3 godine posle upokojenja Vladike Jovana, započet je manastir u Platini.
And sometime after that, Valentina's chicken shed burned to the ground.
I neposredno posle toga, kokošar na Valentininom imanju je se zapalio i spaljen je do zemlje.
For the insurance money that she received,
od novca koji je Valentina dobila od osiguranja,
she built a large garage.
Ona je podigla jednu veliku garažu.
After the fathers were ordained, many people, pilgrims coming to the monastery would stop and stay at Valentina's house on the way to the monastery.
Posle upokoljenja oca Serafima i oca Germana, učinjera monaha, mnogi pogromnici koji su dolazili u manastir su u stvari stajali i provodili noći, imali mjesto gdje će da prespavaju u ovoj garaži.
And then, as I said, there were several people from Reading who were baptized at the monastery.
Kao što sam već rekao, kao što sam već pomenuo, onih nekoliko ljudi iz Redinga koji su dolazili na pogromsko putovanje i bili kršteni u manastiru iz Redinga.
So now there was a need for a mission chapel in Reading.
Tako se pokazala, dakle, i potreba da se u Redingu osnuje jedna kapela.
The fathers received a blessing from their bishop.
Oni su dobili blagoslov episkopa za započinjanje ove misionarske parohije i organizovanje kapele.
And they transformed Valentina's large garage into a Orthodox chapel.
A garažu Valentine su transformisali, pretvorili i preuredili u pravoslavnu kapelu.
And then Valentina remembered about Archbishop John blessing her chicken shed.
I tada se Valentina, tada je došlo u pamet šta je to radio Vladika Jovan kada je blagosilio njen kokošar.
He had actually been blessing the site of the foundation of the future Orthodox Church in Reading.
On je u stvari tada blagosiljao temelje za podizanje i organizovanje pravoslavne, prve pravoslavne kapele u gradu Reading.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once have lost the loud sound of blind, but now I see.
American women converts to Orthodoxy came to the monastery in Platina also seeking a monastic life in the wilderness.
Amerikanke, obraćenici i obraćenice u pravoslavlje, dolazili su u manastir isto tako sa željom da postanu monahinje.
So Father Seraphim found and bought a piece of land about 12 miles away from the men's monastery.
Zato je otac Serafim pronašao i kupio jedno imanje udaljeno nekih 20 km od njihovog manastira.
And the scheme for women was founded with the patron saint, Saint Xenia of Petersburg.
I na, na tom imanju oni su organizovali dakle jedno, jedan manastir koji je bio posvećen svetoj Kseni iz Petrograda.
The church was built by the nuns themselves.
Crkvu su podigle same monahinje.
For the Seraphim was the spiritual father of the women's monastery.
Otac Serafim bio je duhovnik ovog ženskog monaškog mjesta,
and would come there to give hear the nuns' confessions and serve the divine liturgy.
I dolazio je da ih obilazi, da ih ispoveda i da za njih služi svetu liturgiju.
This is the current abbot of our monastery, Igumen Gerasim.
Ovo je sadašnji iguman manastira otac Gerasim, koga inače poznajem, a zato ćete ga vidjeti.
Father Gerasim was a novice in the monastery for a year while Father Seraphim was still alive.
Otac Gerasim bio je iskušenik u manastiru godinu dana dok je otac Seraphim još bio živ.
I can tell you a story that Father Gerasim tells about Father Seraphim.
I mogu da vam ispričam jednu priču koju otac Gerasim veoma često priča o otcu Serafimu.
At the time of this story, Father Gerasim was known as Brother Gregory.
U vreme kada je Seraphim, otac Seraphim živeo tamo, tada otac Gerasim je bio poznat kao Grigorije. Kao brat Grigorije.
Once Father Seraphim went to serve the liturgy at the mission chapel in Reading.
I kada jednom prilikom otac Seraphim otišao u kapelu da služi svetu liturgiju u kapeli u Redingu,
and took Brother Gregory with him.
On je poveo brata Grigorija sa njime.
After the divine liturgy, he gave Brother Gregory $100 bill and told him to go buy groceries.
Posle svete liturgije, otac Serafim dao je bratu Grigoriju $100 i poslao ga u prodavnicu da kupi namirnice.
Brother Gregory went to the store, got all the groceries and went to the checkout stand.
Otac, brat Grigorije je otišao, kupio namirnice, stavio ih u kolica i došao na kasu da plati.
And then he realized that he had lost $100.
I onda je shvatio da je $100 izgubio.
He felt terrible that he had failed in his obedience.
On se osjećao užasno da nije ispunio poslušnost.
And he called Father Seraphim on the telephone.
I pozvao je telefonom od Seraphima.
Father Seraphim said, leave the groceries there and come back to the church.
Otac Serafim mu je rekao, dobro, ostavi namirnice u prodavnici i vrati se u crkvu.
So as Brother Gregory was walking up towards Valentina's mission chapel,
i kako je brat Grigorije išao nazad vraćajući se ka kapeli na imanju gospođe Valentine,
Father Seraphim went out to meet him.
Otac Seraphim mu je pošao u susret.
He tapped Brother Gregory on the chest and said, you have the money right there.
On je udario brata Grigorija po grudima i rekao, ti imaš tvoj novac tu na grudima. U grudima.
Brother Gregory thought that he had checked his breast pocket of his pajama. He thought he had checked it.
Brat Grigorije je mislio da je on proverio i svoj džep koji je imao na grudima.
But now he reached there and sure enough, there was $100 bill.
A sada je ubacio ruku u taj džep i vidio je da mu tu stoji $100.
Father Seraphim then explained to Brother Gregory that after he had talked to him on the telephone,
Otac Serafim je tada objasnio bratu Georgiju da pošto je razgovarao sa njime preko telefona,
he went to the church to pray.
On je otišao u crkvu da se pomoli.
On the wall of the church, Valentina had placed a large photograph of her spiritual father, St. John.
Na zidu kapele Valentina je postavila veliki portret vladike Jovana, arhijepiskopa Jovana Maksimovića.
And Father Seraphim had praised his Vladika John, and Vladika John had told him where the $100 was.
Otac Serafim se molio svetom Jovanu, odnosno Jovanu Maksimoviću, i arhijepiskop Jovan mu je rekao gdje se nalazi $100.
This is just one indication of the continued connection that Father Seraphim had with Archbishop John after Archbishop John's repose.
Ovo je samo jedna od priča koja upućuje i govori i ukazuje na neprekidnu vezu koja je postojala između arhijepiskopa Jovana i otca Serafima i posle upokojenja arhijepiskopa Jovana.
He frequently wrote in his journals and letters about the need to trust in the prayers of Vladika John.
On je neprestano pisao u svojim delima i neprestano govorio i pisao u svojim pismima da je neophodno i potrebna konstantna stara vera u molitve arhijepiskopa Jovana.
he continued to look at, to Archbishop John as a spiritual father and a heavenly protector of the monastery until the end of his life.
On je nastavio i posle smrti arhijepiskopa Jovana da veruje u njegovo prisustvo kao duhovnog oca i u njegovo prisustvo, prisustvo njegovih monitora kao posrednika između Boga i manastira.
About a year before he died, Father Seraphim took Brother Gregory and the other young men to the, from the monastery to the top of the tallest mountain in the area.
Oko godinu dana pre nego što se upokojio, otac Serafim je pozvao i poveo sa sobom oca Gerasima i ostalo bratstvo i uzeo ih na najviši vrh manastirskog imanja.
Named Yolaboli by the local Indians.
Po imenu Yolaboli, po imenu lokalnih Indijanaca, američkih Indijanaca.
And there Father Seraphim told the young man about the ancient monasticism of France when France was still Orthodox.
I onda je tu otac Serafim govorio monasima i bratstvu o monaštvu u Francuskoj u vreme kada je Francuska bila pravoslavna zemlja.
Father Seraphim made a deep study of this and wrote much about it.
Otac Serafim je proveo dosta vremena proučavajući istoriju pravoslavlja u Francuskoj i dosta je pisao o tome. No. Pokušavao je da nam kaže da mu se u viziji javio Sveti Jovan Maksimović dok je on bio u bolnici.
But because of his weakness and the tubes in his mouth, he couldn't articulate exactly what Archbishop John had said to him.
Ali zbog njegove slabosti, zbog njegove bolesti i zbog tuba koje su cevi koje su bile u postavljene kroz njegove usta i grkljan, mi nismo mogli da razumimo tačno šta je želeo da nam kaže.
Over the years, and especially in his later years, he had frequently written about the new martyrs of the Orthodox Church.
Mnogo godina njegovog života, naročito u posljednjim godinama njegovog života, on je mnogo pisao o mučenicima u pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And also about those who were suffering even in his time under communism.
A isto tako i onima koji su postradali u njegovo vreme pod komunizmom, za vreme komunizma.
Father Seraphim underwent his final suffering in order to taste in some way the suffering of the martyrs.
Tako da je ovo posljednji dani života, ako se vratimo, ovo posljednje stradanje u stvari samo slika onog stradanja prvih mnogih hrišćanskih svetitelja i mnogih hrišćana o kome je pisao otac Serafim.
To be spiritually purified through that suffering.
Da bi se kroz ovo stradanje duhovno očistio.
And to bear witness to his faith.
A isto tako da bi na taj način posvjedočio svoju veru.
I was there during those last days of Father Serafim's life.
Ja sam bio prisutan u ovim posljednjim danima života oca Serafima.
And I bore witnesses to the tremendous faith and prayer with which Father Serafim met his final suffering.
I ja isto tako mogu da posvjedočim o ovim posljednjim iskušenjima, mukama, ali i posljednjim molitvama i usrdnosti oca Serafima u posljednjim danima njegovog života.
His spiritual children were gathered around his bedside.
Njegova duhovna deca bila su sabrana oko njegove bolesničke postelje.
And were singing for him the hymns of the church.
I pevali su mu crkvene pesme, crkvene himne.
And Father Serafim would be looking into heaven and praying, and tears would be streaming down his cheeks.
Otac Serafim uvek je bio okrenut očima i glavom prema nebu, molio se Bogu dok su suze tekle iz njegovih očiju.
There was a friend of mine who was with me at that time.
Ja imam jednog prijatelja koji u to vrijeme bio sa mnom.
He was a college student like myself.
On je bio student fakulteta isto kao i ja.
And was thinking about becoming Orthodox, but had not yet made a decision.
I razmišljao je o tome da postane pravoslavni hrišćanin, ali još uvijek nije bio donio odluku definitivno o tome.
He was with me once when Father Serafim was given Holy Communion in the hospital.
On je bio prisutan sa mnom jednom prilikom kada je otac Serafim
After giving Father Serafim Holy Communion, the priest held the gospel book over his head.
I pošto je otac Serafim primio svetopričišće, jer monah je držao sveto evanđelje povrh njegove glave.
And Father Serafim unexpectedly lifted himself up from the bed.
Otac Serafim neočekivano je podigao se sa postelje.
And when his body was shaking with pain, he exerted every last ounce of his strength in order to kiss the book which was given him life.
I dok se borio sa svojim bolovima, otac Serafim je sakupio poslednje zaliće svoje snage da se uspravi, da se podigne sa postelje i da celiva sveto evanđelje.
My friend told me that when he saw that,
moj prijatelj mi je tada rekao, kada sam video tu sliku,
at that moment it erased all doubts from his mind.
Taj moment, ta slika potrala je svaku sumnju iz njegovog uma.
And he made the decision to become Orthodox.
I tada je doneo odluku da će postati pravoslavni hrišćan.
When Father Serafim died,
kada je otac Serafim umro, kada se upokojio,
unlike most Americans, he was not embalmed.
Za razliku od velike većine Amerikanaca, nad njegovim telom nije izvršen čin takozvanog embalmenta. Dakle, u Americi kad neko umre, u većini slučajeva i sa svim pravoslavnim hrišćanima, u pogrebnom zavodu se iz njega izvuku, dakle, celokupna sva tečnost, sva treba, sve se poisprazni, tako se našminka i pripremi za sahranu.
So it's placed in a simple wooden coffin and taken to the monastery church.
Već je njegovo telo položeno u jedan veoma jednostavan drveni sanduk u monastirskoj crkvi.
After his death, his face naturally formed this beautiful, peaceful expression.
I posle njegove smrti, njegovo lice, dakle, dobilo je jednu veoma lepu, blagodatni izraz.
And became radiant, more radiant than when he was alive.
I prosto je sijalo više nego dok je bilo živo.
Normally when a monk dies, his face is covered with his cowl.
Uobičajeno da kada monah umre, da se njegovo telo prekrije sa panom.
But Father Serafim's face was so radiant and reposed that we did not want to cover it.
Ali lice oca Serafima je tako sijalo, bilo tako svetlo, da mi nismo želeli da prekrijemo njegovo lice sa panom.
Little children would stand by his coffin.
Mala deca su stajala oko njegovog sanduka, kovčega.
There was such peace, spiritual peace coming, grace coming from his coffin. They would just want to stand there, or would not be one to be taken away from it.
Iz njegovog kovčega izlazio je takav duhovni mir, tako da deca su se prosto uhvatila za sanduk, za kovčeg i nisu želela da se udalje od kovčega.
Father Seraphim was buried in the same spot where many years earlier the fathers had performed their first service in the woods on the permission of the Mother of God.
Otac Serafim sahranjen je na onom istom mestu gdje su monasi kada su se prvi put na praznik uspenja predste Bogorodice naselili na monastinsko imanje, na tom istom mestu gdje su služili svetu službu Božju, na tom istom mestu je i sahranjen otac Serafim.
And just as on that day many years earlier, a deer had come and sat next to them, come out from the woods and sat next to them during the service.
I baš kao što je i prvoga dana u vreme te prve službe, srna iz šume došla i sedela pokraj njih dok su služili službu, isto tako i na dan pogreba oca Serafima, srna se pojavila za vreme službe.
So now when Father Seraphim was being buried, a deer came from the woods and sat down next to the burial site during the burial service.
I tako se i ovoga puta srna pojavila i dok je služeno opele u ocu Serafimu, srna je prišla i prisustvovala opelu oca Serafima.
At his funeral, Bishop Nectari already indicated his belief that Father Seraphim was a heavenly intercessor.
Za vreme opela i za vreme govora koji je održao vladika Nektarije je rekao da je otac Serafim zaista veliki molitvenik i posrednik pred Bogom.
He told one of the nuns of St. Xenia's Skit.
On je rekao jednoj od monahinja Skita Svete Ksenije.
Do not only pray for Father Seraphim, also pray to Father Seraphim.
Nemojte se samo moliti za oca Serafima, nego se i molite ocu Serafimu.
And truly, since his repose, Father Seraphim has shown himself to be a heavenly intercessor, just like his spiritual father, St. John.
I zaista, po svome upokojenju, otac Serafim postao je nebeski posrednik za mnoge, isto kao što je to postao i njegov duhovni otac, sveti Jovan Maksimović. Mnoga čuda dogodila su se kroz molitvu ocu Serafimu Rozu. Mnogi su primili pravoslavlje kroz molitve ocu Serafimu, a isto tako i mnoga isceljenja su se dogodila.
Father Seraphim continues to do missionary work from heaven.
Otac Serafim i dalje nastavlja svoj misionarski rad sa neba.
I'll tell you a few accounts of the miracles.
I reći ću vam nekoliko primjera i događaja ovih čuda.
First occurred about 2 years ago.
Prvo se dogodilo oko prije jedno 2 godine.
There was a lady and her husband, both of whom were American converts, and they came to visit the monastery.
Dakle, jedan bračni par, jedna gospođa, jedan gospodin koji su poslali već obraćenici u pravoslavlje, došli su u manastir.
Many years earlier this woman had suffered a terrible bicycle accident.
Prije mnogo godina nego što je postala pravoslavna ova gospođa imala jedan veoma nezgodan i težak udes sa biciklom.
and a terrible pain in her back so much that she could not bend over.
I strahovit bol u svojim leđima tako da nije mogla da se savije u leđima.
She came to the Father Seraphim's grave with her husband.
Ona je došla na grob oca Serafima zajedno sa njenim mužem.
Her husband placed his hand on her back and prayed to Father Seraphim for her healing.
Njen muž sagnuo je glavu na grobu oca Serafima i molio se za ozdravljenje svoje žene.
Shortly after that she went down to the guest house with her husband and they were saying their prayers together.
Neposredno posle toga, posle ove molitve, oni su otišli u manastirsku trpezariju i zajedno sa ostalim bratstvom da se sastanu i da obeduju.
When saying her prayers, she crossed herself without thinking and bent down and made a matanya all the way to the ground.
I dok su se molili, ova žena prekrstila se i učinila mali poklon, metaniju, i sama se iznenadila da je u stvari bila isceljena.
And she realized that all the pain was gone.
I shvatila je da onaj bol koji je osjećala u leđima, taj strahoviti bol, više ne postoji, da je iščezao.
To this day her back remains healed.
I do dana današnjeg njena leđa su isceljena.
Another story occurred about a year ago to a man in Alaska.
Druga priča je priča koja se događa koji se zbio pre jednu godinu dana u Aljasci.
This man was a Pentecostal.
Ovaj čovjek bio je pentekostalac.
He went to the place where St. Herman of Alaska had lived.
On je otišao u mesto gdje je živao Sveti German Aljaski.
He took with him his wife and little baby.
I sa sobom poveo njegovu ženu i njihovu bebu.
When he came to the place where St. Herman's Kelia used to be.
Kada je došao na mesto gdje je nekada bila ćelija Svetog German Aljaskog.
He smelled a heavenly divine fragrance.
On je osjetio božanski nebeski miris.
Being a Pentecostal, he had no idea what this meant.
S obzirom da je bio pentekostalac, nije imao pojma šta je to i šta to znači.
But his baby who had been crying without stop now became quiet and peaceful.
Ali njihova beba koja je do tada plakala i drala se, nisu mogli da je ustave, odjednom je prestala da plače.
Sometime after that this man had a dream.
Neposredno jedno vreme posle toga ovaj čovjek imao je san.
In which a monk appeared to him.
I u tom snu mu se javio jedan monah.
The monk told him,
onak mu je rekao,
you are to become orthodox and to become a priest.
Ti ćeš da postaneš pravoslavni hrišćanin i ti ćeš postati sveštenik.
He asked the monk, what is your name?
On je pitao monaha, kako se zoveš?
The monk said, my name is Father Seraphim Rose.
Monah je odgovorio, moje ime je otac Serafim Rose.
This man had never heard the name of Father Seraphim Rose.
Ovaj čovjek nikada nije čuo za ime otca Serafima Rose.
Sometime after that he went to an Orthodox bookstore in Alaska.
Jedno vreme posle toga on je otišao u pravoslavnu knjižaru u Aljasci.
And asked the people there, have you ever heard of someone named Father Seraphim Rose?
I pitao, da li ste vi čuli nekada za osobu pod imenom otac Serafim Rose?
They gave him Father Seraphim's books and told him about Father Seraphim.
Onda su mu oni dali knjige koje je napisao otac Serafim Rose i isto tako ga upoznali sa životom i radom otca Serafim Rose.
Now this man is a catechumen preparing to be baptized in the Orthodox Church.
Sada je taj čovjek oglašeni i on se priprema za oglašenje u pravoslavnu veru.
As Gordon has said during the introduction, Father Seraphim is called by many Orthodox Christians already Saint Seraphim Rose.
Kao što je Gordona rekla u uvodu ovog predavanja, mnogi oca Serafima već smatraju svetim Serafimom Rozom, kao što možete i vidjeti na ovoj ikoni.
This icon, not yet with a halo,
ova ikona koja još uvijek nema aureolu,
was commissioned by an Italian Orthodox hieromonk.
Naslikana je na zahtjev jednog italijanskog pravoslavnog hieromonaha.
This hieromonk had been a Roman Catholic monk.
Ovaj hieromonah je bio rimokatolički monah.
He was so inspired by reading about Father Seraphim that he decided to become Orthodox.
Ali je bio tako inspirisan čitajući život i dela oca Serafima Rosa da je odlučio da i primio pravoslavlje.
On the book here it says in Italian, it's later than you think.
Na ovoj knjizi, na ikoni u ovom tekstu piše, kasnije je nego što misliš.
Hasten therefore to do the work of God.
Zato pokitaj da činiš dela Božja.
When I was in Dechny Monastery a few weeks ago, I showed the slideshow and showed them this picture.
Kada sam prije nekoliko dana posjetio manastir Visoke Dečane, pokazivao si mu ove slajdove i pokazivao si mu ovu knjigu i ovu ikonu.
And they surprised me by showing me that this monastery is now located at Dečani Monastery. This very original of this.
I onda sam se iznenadio kada sam saznao da je original ove ikone sada upravo lociran u manastiru Visoki Dečani.
This icon was painted in Montenegro.
Ova ikona nacrtana je u Crnoj Gori.
I'd like to say a few words in conclusion about Father Seraphim and then show you some slides about the monastery today.
Ja bih želeo da kažem još nekoliko reči o ocu Serafimu Rozu i onda bih želeo da vam pokažem nekoliko slajdova, nekoliko slika o manastiru danas.
Of course, Father Seraphim is very special and unique to Orthodox Christians in America, especially Orthodox converts like myself.
Father Seraphim Rozu je svakako jedna jedinstvena ličnost svim pravoslavnim hrišćanima, naročito pravoslavnim hrišćanima u Americi i naročito pravoslavnim hrišćanima obraćenicima u pravoslavlje u Americi, kao što sam ja.
But as these icons indicate, but a certain significance is not only for Americans.
Ali kao što ova ikona ukazuje, značaj i važnost za Serafima nije samo za Amerikance, ne odnosi se samo na Amerikance.
But for Orthodox Christians all over the world.
Već i za pravoslavne hrišćane u čitavom svijetu.
Father Seraphim was a modern Western man.
Father Seraphim je bio moderni zapadni čovjek.
Who emerged out of the spiritual emptiness and materialism of the modern West.
Koji je iznikao iz duhovnog siromaštva i duhovnog materializma zapadnog svijeta.
He identified the cause of this spiritual emptiness.
On je identifikovao uzrok ove duhovne praznine.
With the abandonment of the Orthodox faith over the last
1000 years. A to je bilo napuštanje pravoslavne vere u posljednjih 1000 godina.
Which led to an abandonment of truth.
Što je isto tako dovelo do napuštanja vere u istinu. I do napuštanja istine.
As I said, he identified this as nihilism.
I kao što sam rekao, on je ovo identifikovao i označio kao nihilizam.
He said that on the other side of the coin of nihilism is heliasm.
On je rekao da je na drugoj strani novčanice nihilizma heliasm.
Heliasm is the belief that we can establish a materialistic kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven on this earth.
A heliasm nije ništa drugo nego vera da se ovdje na zemlji može osnovati carstvo nebesko.
But man abandons belief in the true heavenly kingdom.
Kada čovjek napusti veru u pravo nebesko carstvo, onda on traži da ustanovi lažno nebesko carstvo ovdje na zemlji. Otac Serafim je rekao da svaki čovjek ispred sebe ima dva izbora.
The kingdom of God or the kingdom of self.
Carstvo nebesko ili carstvo sobstveno, carstvo svoje, carstvo sebe.
Modern Western society is based on the kingdom of self.
I moderno zapadno društvo je upravo zasnovano na carstvu sopstvene ličnosti.
Father Seraphim emerged out of this delusion.
Otac Serafim je proiznikao, dakle, pobjegao od ove iluzije.
And pointed to the way to the true path to God in the Orthodox Church.
I ukazao na pravi put na put pravoslavne vere i pravoslavne crkve.
And now this Western mentality based in nihilism and heliasm.
I sada ovaj zapadni mentalitet koji je zasnovan na zapadnom nihilizmu ili na zapadnom heliasmu
is overwhelming the whole world.
Prekriva čitav svijet.
Including traditional Orthodox lands like Russia and Serbia and Greece.
Uključujući i tradicionalno pravoslavne zemlje kao što su Rusija, Srbija i Grčka.
That's why Father Seraphim's message is pertinent for everyone, all Orthodox Christians.
Zato je ova poruka oca Serafima Roza važna i značajna za sve nas, za sve pravoslavne hrišćane.
He tells all of us whether we're converts of the Orthodox faith or whether we're born into an Orthodox faith.
I on govori svima nama bez obzira da li smo mi pravoslavni hrišćani po rođenju ili smo pravoslavni hrišćani po obraćenju.
We must treasure our faith.
Da mi moramo da čuvamo našu veru.
Not let it be diminished by the mind of the world.
I da ne dozvolimo da ona bude umanjena i uprljena razumom ovoga svijeta.
Not let it be diminished by the secularism and the materialism.
Da ne bude umanjena niti upropaštena секуларизмом овога света и времена,
and the heliasm of the modern West.
И хилиазмом овог модерног света,
but to rather go deeper into our Orthodox faith.
Već da nasuprot tome ulazimo i proničemo dublje u pravoslavnu veru,
because we'll find in the church the true kingdom of grace.
Jer ćemo u crkvi pronaći istinito carstvo, blagodat carstva Božijeg,
and we'll find the one true path to salvation.
I da ćemo pronaći jedini pravi put ka spasenju.
And all the means that God has given to mankind to attain that salvation.
I sva ona sredstva koja su data od Boga čovjeku da pronađe taj put.
Following this path we attain to the very purpose of man's life on earth.
Sledujući ovaj put mi u stvari ostvarujemo i jedini pravi cilj čovjekovog života u ovome svijetu,
which is union with the truth,
a to je jedinstvo sa istinom,
union with Christ,
jedinstvo sa Kristom
in his heavenly kingdom,
u njegovom nebeskom carstvu.
Inside the monastery church,
unutrašnjost monastirske crkve.
We just met with the iconostasis carver and iconographer in Belgrade today. We're going to make a new iconostasis for our church.
Upravo sam se danas susreo sa jednim duborescom i ikonopiscem u Beogradu. Danas pa ćemo zameniti ikonostas u manastiru.
Paska the monastery.
Ovo je Vaskrs u manastiru.
Iguman Gerasim.
Otac Gerasim i Iguman manastira.
This is the monastery Slava with the procession Litia with our fraternal feast, fraternal icon.
Ovo je manastirska slava, Litija za vreme manastirske slave sa ikonom zaštitnika manastira.
Another Litija during the winter time.
Ovo je druga jedna Litija za u zimskom periodu. I ovo je bratstvo manastira Svetog Germana.
I've been waiting for to show this picture during my whole trip here in Kragujevac. I've been waiting to show you this slide.
Čekao sam kaže sve vreme da vam pokažem na kraju ovu sliku manastirskog bratstva, verovatno prepoznajete mladi.
This is the day we were received in the Serbian Orthodox Church.
Ovo je dan u koji smo primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
It was the feast of the repose of St. Herman of Alaska in the year 2000.
Ovo je bio praznik upokojenja Svetog Germana Aljaskog 2000. godine.
These are the nuns of St. Skeet.
Ovo su monakinje Skita Svete Ksenije.
And here are some of the monastery brotherhood.
I ovo je deo monaškog bratstva manastira Svetog Germana u Plotini.
In the same year of 2000, seven monasteries were received in the Serbian Orthodox Church of America.
Iste godine, 2000. godine, sedam manastira je primljeno u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
All of them have come out of our brotherhood.
I svi sedam manastira su ponikli iz našeg manastira.
And we're all American converts to the Orthodox Church.
I mi smo svi američki obraćenici konvertiti u pravoslavnu veru.
In our brotherhood in Platina, we now have 14 brothers.
U našem monaštvu, u monaškom bratstvu u Platini, mi sada imamo 14 monaha.
And then in Alaska, we have 3 brothers.
U Aljasci imamo 3 monaha.
Including one new iskušenik who's a Serb.
I uključujući jednog novog iskušenika koji je Srbin.
And in Wildwood, we have 5 sisters in our St. Ksenijski.
U Skitu Svete Ksenije imamo 5 monakinja, 5 sestara.
In Arizona, the largest women's monastery with 20 sisters.
U Arizoni imamo najveći ženski manastir sa oko 20 monakinja.
That's the St. Paisius Monastery.
To je manastir Svetog Paisija.
We also have 2 monasteries in Alaska.
I isto tako imamo 2 manastira u Aljasci.
In addition to the men's monastery which I mentioned.
Pored onog manastira, muškog manastira koji sam već pomenuo, postoji jedan ženski manastir sa 2 monahinje i one žive na jednom ostrvu koje pripada celo njima.
Also have a women's monastery, a small women's monastery in Indianapolis.
Isto tako imamo jedan mali ženski manastir u Indianapolis, u Indiani,
with 3 nuns,
sa 3 monahinje.
Another one in Missouri with 4 nuns.
Još jedan u državi Missouri sa 4 monahinje. I to je sve.
And we've been very, very blessed to be part of the Serbian Church.
I mi smatramo za delo Božje blagoslova, za veliki blagoslov to što smo deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Both when we were under His Grace Bishop Jovan, and also now when we're under His Grace Bishop Longin.
I kada smo bili pod jurisdikcijom pod rukovodstvom vladike Jovana, a i sada kada je na čelu naše eparhije vladika Longin.
We value the Serbian Church very much for upholding the tradition of the Church.
Mi cenimo Srpsku pravoslavnu crkvu zbog toga što je ostala privrženima izvornim pravoslavnim vrednostima.
And for us monasteries, it's very good because the bishops in the Serbian Church are true monks who have been raised in monasteries.
I za naše manastire ovo je veoma važno, zato što su naši episkopi i episkopi Srpske pravoslavne crkve vezani za monastirski život i ponekli iz monaškog monastirskog života.
I should also mention that several parishes were also received into the Serbian Church.
Isto tako želim da napomenem da su 2000. godine i nekoliko parohija primljene u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Including the parish in Redding.
Uključujući i parohiju u Redingu, Kaliforniji.
There's also a parish in Missouri.
Postoji isto tako jedna parohija u državi Missouriju.
Which has a mission to black Americans.
Koja je u stvari misija crnih Amerikanaca, Amerikanaca crnih.
This is our present bishop, Bishop Longin.
Ovo je, dakle, jedna slika sa vladikom
Longin.
Longinom.
Visiting Bishop Grigorija of Herzegovina.
Grigorije, Hercegovački.
Our Abbot Gerasim.
Iguman Gerasim.
And our newest member of our brotherhood, Abbot Pedro.
I najnovi sabrat našeg manastira, otac Pedro.
Hieromonk from Brazil.
Hieromonak iz Brazila.
There's also many Orthodox Christians who have been received into the Serbian Orthodox Church in Brazil.
Postoji isto tako veoma mnogo pravoslavnih hrišćana koji su primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Brazilu.
Here is some of the nuns of St. Ksenije Skit in the front.
Ovde je nekoliko monakinja iz Skita Svete Ksenije ispred, prvom redu.
With nuns of the Serbian Orthodox Church from France and Brazil.
Sa monakinjama Srpske pravoslavne crkve iz Francuske i iz Brazila.
This is St. Ksenije Skit.
Ovo je Skit Svete, monakinja Skita Svete Ksenije.
Visiting Archbishop Jovan of the Orthodox Archdiocese of Ohrid in Macedonia.
Ovo je gost arhijepiskop Jovan iz Ohridske arhijepiskopije Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
He visited not long before he was put in prison for confessing of Orthodox faith.
Neposredno pre nego što je završio u zatvoru zbog ispovedanja svete pravoslavne vere.
When I was recently in Macedonia, we heard news that he was going to be released.
kada sam nedavno bio u Makedoniji, kada sam čuo vest da će on uskoro biti oslobođen, i sada kada je oslobođen iz zatvora, velika radost za sve prave pravoslavne kršćane u Makedoniji i za sve pravoslavne kršćane u svijetu.
We must continue to pray for the canonical church in Macedonia.
Mi moramo i treba da nastavimo da se molimo za kanonsku crkvu u Makedoniji.
That the faithful that are still endure much suffering and are making great sacrifices in order to be true to Christ's church.
Jer pravoslavni, pravi istinski pravoslavni kršćani u Makedoniji i još uvijek mnogo stradaju, željni da budu uz istinu i u istini.
This is the trapeza at Christmas.
Ovo je, dakle, trpezarija u vreme Božićnih praznika u manastiru. Ovo je grob oca Serafima, kako izgleda danas. Mnogi ljudi do nas dolaze iz čitavog svijeta da se mole na njegovom grobu.
And this is Father Seraphim's grave on the 20th anniversary of his repose.
A ovo je grob oca Serafima na dan 20. godišnjice njegovog upokojenja.
On this day and at other times of the year we serve the divine liturgy on Father Seraphim's grave.
Ovoga dana mi služimo svetu liturgiju i svake godine na njegov dan služimo svetu liturgiju na njegovom grobu.
Poštovani slušalci, ovo je bilo predavanje jeromonaha Damaskina Kristensena, igumana manastira Platina u Kaliforniji, o svom duhovnom ocu, ocu Serafimu. I ove nedelje sa vama su bili vladika Pakračko-Slavonski gospodin Jovan i Vesna Krivčević. Do sljedećeg susreta, s Bogom!
Apokalipse.